Our next panelist is going to speak about alternative subdivisions. I've had the pleasure of knowing Reed Wilson for years. He's one of the Texas preeminent real estate and land use attorneys, board certified in commercial real estate law, chairman of Wilson, Gribb, Gorn, and Reed. And although he appears to be very, very, very young and youthful by now, he's using part of his years of experience to mentor some of the firm's younger attorneys. Help me welcome Reed.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So we're not going to be talking about PUDs or SUPs or zoning or overlays or combining districts or anything like that. We're not going to be talking about inside city limits, urban. We're not even going to be talking about suburban. We're talking ex-urban. We're not talking about high-dollar subdivisions. We're not talking about something that's likely to win an ULI or APA award. We're talking about affordable housing. And although these subdivisions might not be where you want to live, but I bet you have a family member, a friend, a coworker who lives in one of these alternative subdivisions. They may not be for you, but there's a lot of people out there in these alternative subdivisions. So what is it that people want? Where do people want to live? Not everyone wants to live inside the city. Not everybody wants to live in an apartment or a condo. A whole lot of people want to have their own single family dwelling unit. They want to own it. They want a little bit of land. And so there's a lot of compromises that people are willing to make in order to get something that is affordable. It provides them what they really need and want as a place to live. And those are not necessarily going to be a master plan community. So what kind of compromises are people making today? Well, a big compromise is in size. Another compromise is in distance and convenience and government services. There's a lot of compromises being made in these alternative subdivisions that are out in the county, out in the country. And so I'm going to spend a little time showing you a lot of pictures. These are subdivisions that I'm seeing in my practice in the Houston area. I'm seeing a lot of them, and some of it's been eye-opening to me. It may be eye-opening to you. And then after we look at all these, I'm going to talk a little bit about the regulatory scheme. Also, really, there's sort of a regulatory vacuum out there. So these are the different types of alternative subdivisions that we're going to go through. And I'm going to start with a barn dominium. Why am I going to start with a barn dominium? This is my legal assistant's home. She lives out in the country. She and her husband were the general contractor, and they built a lot of this home. It's metal. It's great. And her goal is when she and I retire together, which we have a bond that we're going to do that, that she will own this home. This is what she wants. This is her American dream. So let's talk about some other types of alternatives to the master plan community and what people are doing in terms of making some choices. So we've talked a lot about build to rent. We've been talking about build to rent in the context of the city, maybe the ETJ, but there's a lot of build to rent that is going out in the country, out in the exurb. So these actually look very much like a master plan community, but you don't own them. But it's an opportunity for people who can't afford to buy, to have a place where maybe they can be a while and they can save a little money. WB One Bridge happens to be one of our clients. They're planning to build 2,000 new homes this year.